at her workplace, and we went. Sorry, guys. We went into the city to Forest Place, where they have these markets and they have these food trucks. So many of them. And you go, which one? You know, there's half a dozen of them that you really have nailed. Then it goes down to the last, you know. So anyhow, we ate. We had a good time. And then later we're just talking and we're just reminiscing. You know, I have a daughter living in London, my son in Sydney, my son here in Perth. And you just reminisce, as I imagine, Pastor Andrew, you would too. And so I said, we were just chatting, and I remember a time. I wasn't working at Port Care. I was working in a secular job. And I got offered a job elsewhere with my family, and it was very, very lucrative. Would have really been just fantastic, you know, in the just would have been great. And so I resigned from my job to go and take on this other role. And that week, as I was reading, the Lord started to challenge me about my decision. And I felt I'd made the wrong decision. And so I thought, oh no, what am I going to do now? I've already resigned. And I said, Lord, you got to help me out here. I says, Lord, you got to help me out. And I prayed. I said, Lord, if you want me to stay here, then open up that door again. The following day, the boss comes up to me and says, Charlie, do you really want to leave? Are you sure you want to go? Are you sure this is it? And I said, I jumped in my heart. I says, oh, look, just give me the day to think about it. And so I already knew, but I just wanted to just process it a bit more. And then the following morning, I went back to her and I said, I'm going to stay. And so I had to tell my family member that I wasn't joining the family business. And here we go. So the point of my story, I'm walking with my wife and we're just chatting about family. And had I taken that decision and gone down that road, my family would have a completely different form today. Do you get that? I would have got so engrossed in my work, because I love work. I really enjoy work. It's a challenge for me. Even at Port Care, with the charity I run, I could work there 7 days a week. I'm actually even tempted of opening another day, but Pastor Andrew will kill me. I'll just put other people in there. I don't have to be there. But anyway, it's just really important, the decisions that you make. It's really, really vital. And I heard a very similar story about a man who had a very prosperous business and a large corporate company, and bought his company and amalgamated it with this larger corporate company. And they asked him to come and move from his state to another state, and they were going to pay him really, really well. And as he prayed about it, he thought about it, the Lord said to him, look, I will bless you if you go. But if you go, you won't have what you got now in your church and what your family and your children have in this church. And he made the decision to stay. It's not always about the money. Okay? If you're facing something or you're in that zone, well, just ask God to minister to you and give you the grace, okay, to make the right decision. Now, I really love this time of the year. I love, can I have some water, please? Thanks, sorry, I left that behind. I really love, towards the end of 2018 and 2019, I love it. I really enjoy it because I have this prayer that I pray, okay? And it's a prayer that is in the Old Testament, that a gentleman by the name of Jabez prays this prayer. It's called the Prayer of Jabez. Now, you kind of wonder about Jabez. Not many people know of him. He wasn't, he's no extraordinary man. He wasn't born into an amazing family. He was a man in the Old Testament. In spite of everything going against him, he stood out from the crowd. He appears in one of the least read passages in 1 Chronicles chapter 1 to verse 9. There's over 500 people's names in that area, okay, in chronological order. In the middle of the longest list of genealogies, there are over 500 names. in the Bible. This list includes some of the notable celebrities like Adam, Noah, Abraham, and King David. Then suddenly, in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10, the author pauses to highlight one non-celebrity, Jabez. He says, Jabez was more honourable than his brothers. What was it about Jabez that made him stand out? Did he have a royal or noble birth? Did he have a great upbringing, an outstanding education, or a huge natural talent? No, in fact, the reverse was the case. We read on in Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9, that his mother named him Jabez, which in Hebrew means pain. You know pain? But not only that, generally in the Old Testament, when they name their child, sometimes they'll wait 2 or 3 years and they'll see what characteristics they have, and they'll name them after that characteristic. Like it might be Alexander, they might see some leadership in him, or they might name him John, gift of God. But in this case, it was Jabez. Dave, can we put the, are you recording this? Can you stop that now for me? It's okay, because God can turn around any life, okay? Doesn't matter how you start in life, but it's going to be how you finish, okay? And Jabez, I don't know what was going on in his life, okay? He's obviously, his back was up against the wall. He was really facing some real difficult times. Now, I don't know all the details, but Bruce Wilkerson, this is where I got a lot of my resource from, wrote a book about the prayer of Jabez. He sold over 20 million copies of them. It's quite a thin book. So, in this bio, he gets this comment that he was more honourable than his brothers. Some commentators have even suggested that he was so blessed that a city was named after him in 1 Chronicles chapter 2 and verse 55. So let's have a look at him. This is what he prays, okay? The first thing he does, he cries out to God. When you're stuck, what's the first thing you do? We look to God. You look to the Lord, okay, for relief. We look to God for his grace, his mercy in that time of need. This is his prayer. Oh God, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be upon me and keep me from harm, so that I'll be free from pain. And God granted his request in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. That's it. He prayed this simple prayer to God. This was a key to his outstanding life. There are 4 elements to this prayer. Number 1 is that, oh, that you would bless me. Bless me is a prayer of favour. Number 2, enlarge my territory. I pray for influence. Number 3, let your hand be upon me. I pray for God's anointing upon us. Number 4, and keep me from harm so that I'll be free from pain. It is a prayer for protection. What was the outcome? And God granted his request. This is something I do at the end of every year and at the beginning of every year. So I want to encourage us today to start praying this prayer in 2 ways. In 2 ways. First of all, pray into situations of pain where you or others need to see a turnaround. It could be relationships. Man, come on, relationships are hard. Come on, aren't they? Seriously, they're hard, you know. We've got to pray into that. We've got to pray that God turns people's hearts around. I've got 2 situations at the moment that I'm praying into. And I know that I'm going to see a turnaround. That is my expectation. And I'm pushing in for that, no less. This may include disappointment. Maybe 2018 you had disappointment. Who's had disappointment? Even in just life. Man, there's disappointments all the time. I remember once I had this relationship just completely demoralized. And I prayed, Lord, honestly, I don't know how I'm going to get through this one. This is going to sting. This is going to, you know. So I just prayed. I said, Lord, I just ask for your grace. It's all I need. I don't know what else. I just need your grace. Each day, Lord, your grace. You know, it was a matter of, it wasn't a long time, it was a short time. God took the sting out of that disappointment. God took the sting out of that. It's amazing what God can do for us. Okay, relational breakdown, financial pressure or physical sickness. That's number one. Number two, secondly, thank God for situations where you are already experiencing blessing. Pray for more. Why not? Why can't we pray for more? Pray that as a church family, we will be blessed. Pray that we'll have more blessing. God will bring us into a new space of more blessing. Pray that like Jabez, we will see God's answer our requests for our good, but also for his glory. Yeah? For our good, but for his glory. Now, I used to think that, you know, I shouldn't pray for myself. You think, no, it's greedy. But no, it's not. It's not greedy. It is the right thing to do to pray for yourself. Yeah. Bible says to ask wisdom. Yeah. If you're hurting, you're in pain, ask. Ask God for that emotional healing. Ask God. In Luke chapter 7. Oh, hang on. Luke, can you give me that scripture in Luke, please? Sorry, not that one. Luke, the other one, asking. And so I tell you, keep on asking and you receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open to you. Keep on asking, keep on seeking and keep on knocking. Do not give up. Thank you. Thanks for that, Dave. Okay, so this is his first part. Oh, that you would bless me indeed. You know, we bless God. Oh Lord, bless the Lord on my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. It encourages us not to forget his benefits, and we don't. Because he forgives us of all our sins. Every one. Every one of them. Not just two or three, but every one of them. Every single one. So it's good that we bless God, but Jabez gets a revelation in his heart that from God for him to ask him to bless him. It's a revelation from Jabez, from God. He gets that revelation to ask to be blessed. So he does. Oh God, that you will bless me indeed. The word blessed appears nearly 400 times in the Old Testament. Huge and powerful concept. In essence, it means to impart supernatural favor and divine enabling for success. Who needs that? Come on, man. If we are struggling and things are not working out for us in our lives, we need God's blessing. We need to receive favor, resources, and power that don't come from ourselves. It means to honor, to favor, to elevate, to raise up, to bestow special gifts or status. Come on. Lord, bless me indeed. If you don't want to pray for yourself to be blessed, please pray for me to be blessed. Pray for the church. Pray for one another. You do it. You watch liberty that comes into your life and you start praying for yourself. Oh, Lord, that you will bless me indeed. I want the supernatural favor of God on my life. I want his blessing on me. Maybe 2018 has left a bitter taste in your mouth. Well, 2019 is going to be different. It's going to change. The Lord's favor is upon you. The Lord will boost you up. The Lord will bless you big time. When he asks God to bless him, he's not talking about like trickle of blessing. He's talking about big time, massive blessing, like bucket loads, epic. God wants you blessed. He does not want you sitting in sorrow, depressed or discouraged. Now, please, please, the Christian walk is not a walk of suffering. Seriously. It's not about carrying the cross, you know, of heavy burdens. Sure, we've got to die to ourselves. I'm not talking about that, okay? but it's not a life of continual sufferance. It's a life of resurrection life. Sure, we're going to go through hard times. I get that. That happens. I'm going to touch on that a bit later. Okay. Oh, Lord, bless me. What can we ask God to bless us in? Okay. Bless us with spiritual vitality, with emotional peace. Bless us with physical health. Bless us with success where you're working or you're in the, wherever you are, success. Bless us with financial provision. I want to be generous, not just for me, but for His glory. So I can send finances over to West Africa. I preached this message about 5 years ago when I went over with Pastor Nigel and the team. Were you there? Okay. And when I preached at C3 Kakata, I preached on this message. And I remember when I was at Kakata at Pastor Contestant's church, I spoke to them and all the pastors. I says, I believe, guys, that we're going to enlarge and we're going to go into Sierra Leone. I can remember that. You know, we've been there now for what? 1 or 2 years? 1 year, I think. Praise God. Bless us with financial provision. Bless us with relational harmony, all our relationships at home or at church. Bless us with missional expansion in our community. Bless us, Lord, with salvations, with healings. Don't we want that? Yeah? Absolutely. You know, the other day I was with the Doss family, you know, Jason and Charmony Doss. They're at the church in Wellard. And we're all sitting together and we're in a circle at a table. Not in a circle like holding hands, you know. We're at a table. And so I just said, oh, look, guys, I just want to know what your goals are for 2019. You know, and I was just, you know, and I kind of know the family and, you know, I thought the word cricket's going to come up, something, you know. Charmony shares hers and someone else shares theirs. And it's all just normal. And then it's little Kieran's turn, right? And Kieran says, oh, I want to win my friends for Christ. Wow. I want to change some of my friends' lives. And I was like, ooh. And then it soon changed. And then the next person, but we all got spiritual then. Because I wasn't spiritual until then. But how amazing is that? Hey, 2009, I want to win my friends to Christ. His friends at school. Come on. Give the Lord a clap, hey? Who do we want to win to Christ? Who can we win? It's important. There are divine appointments out there for you and I that God will link you with so you can bless people. Minister to them, win them to Christ. You know, I was at Port Kea. I'm at the counter, filling in for someone who's on their lunch break, and the lady comes in. She buys something. She comes to the counter, and we just struck up a conversation. And I'm looking at her, and she's got such a beautiful heart. She's in her 30s. I said, "So, what do you do?" She goes, "Oh, I'm not doing anything at the moment." Okay. I said, "Do you want to come here and volunteer?" She goes, "Who, me?" Oh, I would love to. So she started volunteering that week. I said to her, start straight away, but, you know, a bit disappointed, but. She came in 2 days later and she volunteered. She came in the following week and she volunteered again. We've helped her out. And she came in the other day to see me and she just had a situation that where she was stuck in. And so I said, so she shared with me. I said, look, will you let me pray with you? So I prayed with her. And God just touched her heart. It was amazing. It was just amazing. And she's unemployed. She went back and spoke to her employment provider. They're now going to switch her to someone in this area, to Spearwood at work. And she's going to come and be a part of our program. Do you know how many people we have that volunteer at Port Care? Do you know how many have said to me, you know, Charlie, this place has saved my life? Wow. Serious. Give the Lord a hand. Come on. Praise God. That's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. You know, welcome Pastor Lynn Tobin and David. Yeah. great to have you here. You know, Pastor Lynn Tobin spoke here on our last Friday lunch. You know, they're pretty rough. Okay, we got dainty ladies come, we got everything, okay? But you should have seen them listening to Pastor Lynn Tobin as she shared the word. You know, I do know, many of them have come to Christ, and there's many more yet to come to Christ, okay? When we go to heaven, you know, I'm probably going to be shocked who I'm going to see in heaven. I will be. I know I will be. But you know what? Don't underestimate the people that you talk to. Don't underestimate how they look, how they dress. I have been to, I got asked one day to go and pick something up in Woollerton, a beautiful suburb, real leafy looking house, beautiful inside. Go in there, you know, hi, you know. Lo and behold, the house is just in trauma. They want to have a divorce, there's this, there's that. You know, God was able to bring peace and reconciliation. You know, guys, we are his ambassadors, we are his light. Let's be people of influence. Let's think of our community. Let's think of those that are around us. Okay, number two, he prays for this. Two, enlarge my territory. This is a prayer for increasing influence. Okay, I've shared on some of that already, okay? Maybe you're here in church and you want a music ministry, okay? You're in Kids Zone, you're in the cafe, you're in youth. Look, pray for God to increase that. Pray for more volunteers, pray for more people. Ask God to enlarge those areas. Ask God where you go to school, where you go to work. Who can you reach? Who can you touch? Lord, bless me to bless others. Who can I invite to church? Who can I invite to Kids Zone? Who can I invite to the Poor Care Lunch? You might not come, but you can tell people about our Poor Care Lunch. Just invite them. 12 o'clock. Every Friday starting the 8th of February. Can I have another commercial break? Is that all right? Can I do this one? I've got three beautiful pairs of Prada sunglasses at Port Care. Good deals. Come and see me later if you want. Thank you for the ad break. Do I have to pay anything for that? It's all free. Okay, so, you know, I bought these kids' books, right, by J. John. They're fantastic. And I gave one to my neighbour who has these kids. He says to me, I'm not a Christian. I said, that's okay. And he says, you sure I can have it? I go, yeah, of course, here. I want to bless you, you know. He took it and he was really glad to have this book that he could read to his son and his daughter. Give things out. Okay, so enlarge my territory, number one, number two. Number three, that your hand will be upon me. Oh, Lord, that your hand will be upon me. Oh, that you will bless me, enlarge my influence. We need the hand of God upon us so we are more dependent upon him. I know I need him more. I need him. I need him a lot. My wife deserves a divine medal. She's blessed that I know the Lord. Otherwise, life would be really even worse for her. It'd be even harder. It'd be tough. Thank you, Lord. So we need God, you know. And in Luke, throughout the Old Testament, the hand of the Lord was usually symbolic of God's power or ability upon people. In Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 4, God becomes great through you. It's all for his glory. God's hand is an open hand, not a closed fist. God wants to give you things. He wants to bless you with the Holy Spirit. He wants to bless you with joy and peace, his love, financial prosperity. There are gifts for him that he has for you. Thank you, Dad. Can we go to Luke chapter 4 and verse 18? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. God's hand of healing is upon you, and you can touch, and we can touch other lives. Get this scripture and meditate upon this scripture. I have lived by this scripture for many, many years. It is an amazing scripture. Speak it, believe it. The expectation of the hand of God upon you to do his work, to fulfill his great commission, to bring life, to bring peace. God's hand to open doors for opportunities. God's hand upon you. Oh, that you would bless me. Enlarge my influence. Let your hand be upon me. And finally, he prays. Number four, keep me from harm so that I'll be free from pain. His life was associated with pain, born in pain, characterized by pain. So having prayed for favor, influence, and anointing, he concludes by praying, Lord, protect me. And God granted his request. And part of praying for protection is also praying for avoidance. Okay, this is what I mean. Number one, it's a prayer of avoidance. It's important that we pray this part of the prayer. It's a recognition of our own vulnerability, where we are asking the Lord to keep us out of situations that will be harmful to us. Oh, hasn't the Lord? It's amazing. He has saved me numerous times. Numerous times. We are asking for his providential guidance and protection to keep us out of harm's way. It is a very powerful prayer. Lord, keep me from sinful, compromising situations and relationships. I tell you, men, we've got to lead ourselves. We've got to be able to lead ourselves. We've got to be able to, you know, discipline our emotions. You know, that we do. Be careful what you watch, what you look at, because it's just, and you know, if you go down that wrong track, the entanglement, the shame that it brings, the marriages it destroys, the relationships it destroys is just, it's actually terrifying. So, keep yourself pure. Keep yourself, you know, keep your eyes on the Lord. Look. What? I'm not perfect. I, you know, my eyes do go wandering. You know, you look at things and, you know. But that, hey, come on. Let's get back to what we're about. Leading ourselves. When I say wandering, looking, I'm not talking about not lusting. Okay? Because when you go down that track, again, it gets deeper and deeper, you're in serious trouble. Okay. So it is a prayer of avoidance. Okay? It's a prayer. Now, I want to talk about the prayer of protection. Now, we live in a fallen world. Together with our weaknesses and an active devil, it's not possible to avoid harm completely in those instances. We need to make sure we are spiritually protected with the armor of God. The Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, verse 13. Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let's pray protection over our family, our friends, our co-workers, over our church, over our friends. So, in finalizing, number one, oh, that you would bless me indeed. It's okay. Ask God to bless you. Ask God to increase you. Number two, greater influence. Number three, your hand upon me. Number four, protect me from harm. Jesus wants to bless you. Jesus wants to increase your world. He does want to bring success to your life.